A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles, and they were distributed to each according to need. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will praise your name, my King and my God. I will praise your name, my King and my God. I will praise your name.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God, and everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by him. In this way, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, for whoever is begotten by God conquers the world. And the victory that conquers the world is our faith. Who indeed is the victor over the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one that testifies, and the Spirit is truth. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia,
alleluia, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Thomas, you believed because you've seen me, says the Lord. Blessed are they who haven't seen but believe.
Alleluia.
Brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst, and he said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his sides and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they had saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. And whose sins you retain, they are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside and Thomas was with them. And Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief, you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? Today we celebrate the Feast of Mercy. Now again, this feast began with Christ on the cross. And when his side was pierced, if you look at the mercy over there, the blood and water flowed out. That again, everything begins with the cross, what Jesus did to pay for our sins. And so we look at him and we need to let him give us his mercy so that we can be the instruments of mercy to others. Again, somewhere in Christianity, it became from a selfless thing to a selfish thing. And it got to be, especially in America, everybody's all about Christianity and what I can get from God and how God will bless me and all the graces I can get. Instead of God has blessed me, God has forgiven me, so I can go and worry about other people. I don't have to always be worried about myself. Now, look at the way it was in the first reading. I often wonder whether me or you or any of us would really be followers of Jesus if this is what it cost us. What did it cost them in the first reading? Everything. The community of believers were of one heart and one mind. No one claimed anything for their own. They had everything in common. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them and bring the proceeds of the sale and put them at the feet of the apostles, and they were distributed to each according to the need. Huh? And I'm thinking, okay, so how many of us would follow Jesus if he says, to follow me, you have to give up everything. Bring it to the church, lay it in front of Father Larry, and then Father Larry will give it the way he sees fit to everyone who needs it. We would be filled today, wouldn't we? Uh-huh. But that's the way it got to be. That we need to be people who are willing to give everything for Jesus. I remember when I first came to seminary, when I was young and I had to leave my family, I had to leave everything, left everything behind and went to the thing. And I said, okay, Jesus, I'm giving everything to follow you. And again, he blessed me more abundantly than I could ever believe. And when we trust in God that his mercy is enough, then we can be more concerned about others and their salvation and our own. So today is Divine Mercy. So today at 3:00, we will have our holy hour of mercy. And then don't worry, afterwards, I'll hear confessions for everybody who wants the plenary indulgence and everything else. And I get crazy with people that just do it for that, because it becomes something about me instead of something about others. So I always tell people, like you heard me last year, if you did the stuff to get their plenary indulgence, what should you do with it? Give it to somebody else. What? Now you're becoming like Jesus. If you decide you're going to give it away. Now again, when you give away the plenary indulgence, what happens to you? God gives it to you too. But if you hold it for yourself, it dies, it dies, it dies, because mercy isn't been given to us to keep. Mercy is given to us to give. Even when Jesus breathed upon the apostles, isn't it interesting? He didn't say to them first, your sins are forgiven, because they already knew that their sins were covered when Jesus died on the cross. They were forgiven because of what Jesus did for them. He breathed on them the Holy Spirit, and he didn't say, now I want you to be worried about your salvation every day for the rest of your life. I want you to be focused on yourself, because you could go to hell forever. That's not what he said. He gave them the power to forgive sins of others. I give you the Holy Spirit. Those whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. So the power of the cross was given to the apostles to be instruments of salvation to others. Huh? And that's what I'm like. I just watched this thing about this guy named Arthur Blessed. And this guy, he went and when he was young, came to conversion. And then he went everywhere in the world carrying this humongous cross with a wheel on the back to every place in the world. He's in the Book of World Records, Guinness Book of World Records, for walking more than any other person did. And he was told more than once, if you take another step with that cross, we're going to kill you. And guess what he did? Took another step. And then he'd say, you know, the cross is a sign that Jesus Christ loves you. He went to every Muslim country carrying the cross. There's a video of him with Yasser Arafat in the middle of the war. And he goes up to him, brings the cross, puts his hand on him, and prays over him in the name of Jesus. Everybody says if you go in there, they're in the middle of the war, they're going to kill you. He wasn't concerned the least bit about himself. He was only concerned about bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to everybody else. That's mercy. So in our own hearts and in our own lives, is my theology a theology that's concerned about me and my salvation? Or is my theology a theology that's always concerned about others and their salvation? Now again, when you're more concerned about others, your salvation is in there too. God gets it.
Well, if you don't focus on yourself, you know, you will be damned forever.
He says, if you give away your life every day, you will be saved because you lived a life like me. Now, again, we need to repent of our sins. Again, we need to walk in his grace. Again, we need to receive his mercy. But that can't be our preoccupation. So just in your own heart right now, are you more concerned about you going to heaven or about getting everybody else to heaven? And if in your heart of hearts say, me, you have to repent. You have been given life and salvation to give it away to others. And so it begins. And so like at this Mass, again. So one of the things that's necessary to receive mercy is what? You got to give mercy. So again, you got to think about anyone in your heart or your life who has hurt you that you have not forgiven. Because again, even if you come to me to confession and you say, I'm sorry for my sins. If there is one person you refuse to forgive, you will be damned. Right? And last night, as I was saying this last night, people that were new in the parish start gossiping about me right there. Can you believe he just said that? Yes, I can't believe he just said that. And of course, I called them out. But that's the reality. I didn't say this. Jesus said it. If you forgive others, after we say the Our Father today, Jesus says, if you forgive others, your Father will forgive you. If you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive you. So you can't get mercy unless you're willing to give mercy. So one of the first things you got to do today is ask the Lord to reveal to you again. We've done this many times, but I still don't think people get it. Lord, is there anyone in my life I have refused to forgive? And then say, Jesus, I forgive them, and I ask you to forgive them. And then you can receive the mercy because you gave the mercy. And now you decide that you're going to give mercy all the days of your life. Again, my challenge when I hear confessions and everything else is don't be focused on yourself. And people get mad at me. I want to be focused on myself. Well, you can't. Not if you're a follower of Jesus. I want you to be focused on others. I know. I know some of you pray for my death. I get it. But the reality is, I do it for your salvation. I do it so all of us are always more concerned about others than they are for ourselves. And sometimes that might make you mad. Good. Because while you're praying for my death tonight in bed, you got to think about what I said. And is there any way that could be wrong? To be more concerned about others than I am about myself. Now I am like the God of mercy who left heaven, very comfortable there, became a man, was tortured by us, beaten by us, rejected by us, then died for us, and on the cross said, Father, forgive. We must be like Jesus. And today we come and we invite the newest member of the church, Victoria Grace, to learn to be like Jesus. We will cover her with the water and the blood of Jesus at baptism. All her sins will be forgiven. And she's like 13 now, so that's been a lot of sins. 13 months. So sorry. I thought she was going to walk up and tremble around, but we can't wait it any longer. But anyway, we are here today, and all her sins will be forgiven so that for the rest of her life, she can always be concerned about others. May it be for all of us. Let Jesus forgive us, and let's be the instruments of mercy and always be more concerned about others than we are about ourselves, even in our spiritual life. You got it? You get it? Are you going to do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. okay, we're going to do the baptism.